Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello.
Hello, my friends. Welcome into another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, thank you so much to them. You can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are a fantastic place to purchase stuff that, you go driving through the mud. Everybody's bouncing around, having a great time. Make sure you're buckled in. Those side-by-sides look so fun. Holy cow. And you can get one of those at Impact Power Sports. I really recommend safety. That's been a big story because where I live, there's that adventure land called Silver Lake Sand Dunes. It's like playing Grand Theft Auto. Holy shit. Anyway, be careful. You can also get a motorcycle if you want. You can check out their large selection of those. Scooters, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts, Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts for their pedigree product. It's like my brain broke there. Let's see. So glad you are here. See a lot of the usual faces. Kenny says, quote from EZ, I can start at the top of the hour and then run to take a pee break while the music plays. That is what I was thinking today, because typically, I was kind of under the gun today because to start on time. And I started it and it was like 1 minute until the top of the hour. All right, I still have to fix my hair. I can't start doing the show. You should have seen it. It was fucked up. It's absolutely perfect right now, of course. I had to fix my hair and get coffee. So you are right. I was up to something. Make no mistake. You're like, Easy, what are you looking around for? A pen. I need a pen. Very, very important. But you know me. Yesterday, I had a chance to sit down. Actually, before I get to that, Nick writes, side-by-sides are, he writes, the funnest. And you can use all year round. I got to get one of those. They just sound awesome. And quite literally, where I'm at up north, there's so many trails to explore up there. And quite literally, the property butts up to a enormous gravel pit. And it's like, God damn, we would have a ball here. And it's not out of the question to be cruising along and a tank goes over the road that you're on. You got to be careful. Head on a swivel, to be sure. So thank you for that. Bob says he had one of those and had to get rid of it. Oh, man. Bummer. Okay. Last night, I sat down for about 15, 20 minutes with a fantastic performer, Brian Vander Ark, from the Verve Pipe. Brian and the band are appearing Friday in Cadillac, Michigan, at a venue called The Venue. The Venue Cadillac. So they are like a client of the radio station. So, kind of like do one of those. Q100 brings you the Verve Pipe. Let's hear a few words. So the way we do this, I like the way we do it on this at this radio station. I think this makes more sense nowadays. Attention span of people is a little off. And, I don't think the days of sitting around having a 30-minute interview, I don't know if that's great. I think we used to do that. But I don't know if I could, because, you know, not everybody likes to sit through that or have an interest even in a band. Any band, doesn't matter who. So I lift these little snippets of the interview, and then I play them on the air, and then I post the whole thing uninterrupted on the station's website in podcast form. And I've known Brian for 20 years. And he got pretty damn famous with his band, The Verve Pipe, when their album Villains came out. And that was the one that had several hits, including The Freshman, which was a pretty big hit for them. I think it reached to like top five in the U.S. for a number of weeks. That song has been streamed on Spotify 112 million times. So pretty good. Brian still lives here in Grand Rapids. So I get him on there. And Corey says, I think, same thing. If it's a local band, we especially don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know, that's why I keep it short. You know, 1 minute clip. Like today I played a clip from the interview. He told a story because I got him on there, and the place is in Cadillac. I go, you know, that is a famous place for the band Kiss. He says, really? I go, you didn't know that? He says, yeah. Well, when Kiss was starting to make it big, they somehow agreed to do the Cadillac High School homecoming festivities. So they had a homecoming parade through the streets of this small town in the middle of nowhere with Kiss in full makeup walking the streets waving to people. There's pictures of it. And this is like the mid-1970s. There's a statue erected for the event. They were seen wearing like football gear and shit. It was incredible. I'm guessing Gene probably fingered a few of the students. And so I told Brian that because knowing full well he was going to tell the story about when his band opened for Kiss. And he tells the story that album that I mentioned, Villains, Gene Simmons became a big fan, and he reaches out to the band and he says, hi, Brian Vander Ark. How would you like to open up for us in our 1996 tour? And Megan says, was Kiss in full makeup and when they were in their football costumes? Yes. Yeah. They didn't come out of the makeup in that time in Cadillac. So in 1996, Kiss is getting back together. They're bringing back all the old members that they booted out. And they're putting the makeup back on. It had been off. They're putting the makeup back on for this 20-city tour throughout the U.S. And Gene Simmons calls Brian Vander Ark, says, I love your album. You guys should open up for us. And they go, oh, my God. Now, they had been, as he described it, five guys in a hotel room, a van from city to city, you know, real shit show type of lifestyle. So this is going to be very cool for them. Good opportunity. He describes it as, yeah, I have flashbacks of that terrible tour. It was the worst thing that's ever happened and the best thing that's ever happened. It was a great experience, but it was awful. What happened? He described it as, well, everybody, 20,000 seat arena, they drive from miles around. They're all wearing their Kiss makeup. For 2 hours, they're waiting inside of the venue. They're all like, Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. And every town they went into, they would bring the lights down, and then the crowd would go apeshit, Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. And out walks a Verve Pipe, this fucking band that nobody knows who the fuck they are. And boo, fuck you. It's just incredible. And Brian said, especially the very first date of the tour, they're walking up the ramp onto the stage, and everybody's going apeshit, but they think it's going to be Kiss, and they walk out, and it's fucking Verve Pipe, and they're like, boo, fuck you! You sick fucks! Oh, we hate your guts! And Brian said they're, you know, much younger then. Brian's 60 now, but 1996, whatever, do the math. So, 06, 16, 20, it's 28 years ago. 32? Fucked him up bad. And the whole tour was like that. Every single town, the same thing. And then the tour is winding down. And the band's had it. Now, Brian's the chief decision maker. He writes all the songs. He's lead singer. He's in charge of the whole fucking thing. Band's wore out. They're like, oh, my God, I'm glad it's over. Brian's sitting there eating dinner the last night of the tour. Gene walks in.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, Gene.
You know, we really love you guys.
Oh, thank you. It's been spectacular. And he's lying.
Will you open up for us in Europe?
And Brian knows nobody wants to do it. And he goes, yeah. Yes. So the band's like, oh, fuck you, you asshole. Kenny says Gene should have walked out and introduced them and said he liked them and personally invited them. Fans are stupid at times, but that probably would have helped. Right, but I don't know. That's not really part of the showmanship credo of, you know, I'm guessing that Kiss wants to stay behind the curtain up until it's time to do the show. But I just, in talking with Brian, he just got done this past summer. He was on tour with Creed on one of those boat tours, I guess. You know, you get on, it's like the Creed cruise or some shit. And like floor one is Verve Pipe. Floor two is Gin Blossoms. Floor three is whoever the fuck. Creed singing the Marlins. Hey, play the Marlins song, goddammit. That's what I love about Brian is because he's touched the fame, but not enough to make him retarded. And you can outreach, I can reach out to him, talk to him anytime, but he's still, and he's an excellent storyteller. Brian has also been in several independent movies and one big movie. In 2001, and I don't know the story how he got the gig, but he was invited to be in the film Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston. And he was the bass player in Mark Wahlberg's character's band before he joined, before he tried out for the fucking band and they accepted him and all that shit. So Brian is the bass player in that band. And I guess he has an interesting story about him and Jennifer Aniston. And I don't want to jump on it and steal it because I'm not sure of the details on it. But it was something interesting that went down between him. Jeremy says, is Brian still doing a midday radio show? Yes. You know, technically, Brian's my competition because, as you know, all of West Michigan loves EZ in the afternoon playing the fun hits you know on Big 101.3. But the competition is Brian Vander Ark, afternoons on WLAV. Yeah, the thing is, you know, and then on Q100, like today I played the snippet of the interview and I played a song. I said to him, I go, Brian, there's probably only, you can count on one hand how many radio stations in the United States are like Q100. He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, it's a free-form radio station. We can play whatever we want to play. Whatever we're in the mood for, the jocks decide what gets played. He goes, that happens? I go, yeah, well, no. It's this one radio station. So I'm going to play your interview and songs by you guys. Do you want to pick what you want me to play? He's like, fuck yes. So he sends me this new song, and it's not going to be released for another month that he wrote, and it's done. He goes, my manager would kill me if he found out I did this. I go, well, fuck him. It's your song. He goes, yeah, play this song. And I looked at the name of it. I go, all right, I'm going to make sure to ask him about this in the interview. He said it to me beforehand. This is a conversation we had before the interview started. Now, I knew the name of the song, but did I get it right in the interview? Fuck no. All right, Brian. So I know you're pretty excited about your new song, Days. D-A-Z-E. It's Days. He looks at me and he's, no, it's Dust.
Oh, my God. Fucking shit.
Dust. I go, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It's so embarrassing. God damn it. It is a regular thing with me. It just happened to me with my neighbor. I know everybody in the neighborhood. I try to make friends with all of them. And this nice lady named Lindsay, who I remember Lindsay. She's like my favorite mom in the neighborhood. They're all great. But I remember when I got fired from Free Beer and Hot Wings. She went, and 2 days after, she's at my door knocking. And I opened the door and she goes, these are for you. I baked these. And she baked me cookies, Lindsay did. I will never forget that. She has a special place in my heart. So, Jeremy writes, weddings, Vander Ark interview, nothing is safe from easy name blindness. It's a great term for it. I was walking the dogs, and I see Lindsay. I have a conversation with her, and her son is out there. And he's a baseball player. He's swinging and hitting the ball off a tee into a net. High school kid. And now, I've seen him for years, but I don't know his name. And she introduces him. And, nice to meet you. And she goes, my other son, Jack, is out of state right now. I go, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, how about those Tigers? Yeah, you like baseball? How about that? He goes, yeah, I'm excited about the Tigers. I go, well, that's cool. Well, it's good to see you guys. Take care. Off I go. That's it. Yesterday, walking down the street, same kid. This is 2 days later. What's going on, Jeff? It's Luke. Actually, when I said Jeff, I noticed he didn't turn around. And then it hit him like, hey, I think someone's talking to me. And he turns around, and it's slow and weird looking. And I go, it's not Jeff, is it? He goes, no. I go, I'm sorry, what is it? He goes, Luke. I go, Luke? How? I mean, come on. I go, your brother's Jack. He goes, yeah. I go, how did I get Jeff? He goes, I don't know. Fuck. So embarrassing. Man. And the thing is, I'll have moments where I actually do get names and people will say, hey, you're good. And I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I am not. The suggestion, stop saying people's names and just say guy or buddy to everyone. No, I don't like that because they know, you know. And then it bothers me. I was thoroughly embarrassed today. Tell me if this is you. You'll let something in your house be messy while you're in the house. And then if you get a visitor that's unexpected, while they're here and you're talking to them, you'll clean up while the interaction is going on. Like, let's say someone's in your kitchen. You start cleaning up. That is me. And that's understandable, so I did that today, but the problem is what I was cleaning up was something that should never have been made a mess in the first place. I am such a slob, you know, and I sit there and bitch about the NFK. I guess the difference is the NFK makes the mess. Like, he touches the fridge, and it's a disaster. And he can see it and just ignores it and then doesn't clean it, and then I clean it. similar but not exact, is the cat. This cat gets hairballs and pukes them up. This is gross. Nearly every step leading to the basement has cat puke with a hairball in it. Probably 14 steps down, 12 of them have it. And I had forgotten I have a visitor today going down those steps. I'm sitting in here doing the radio show on Q100. The door opens. It's the NFK. He goes, "Hey, the guy is here to fucking check on your fucking furnace." I go, "Oh, yeah." So that's going to be one of two or three people from A&E Heating and Cooling. Typically, it's David. David is the Italian-Chinese guy. I'm not making that up, by the way. One of his parents is Italian, and the other one's Chinese. So that means that Joe Martinez's son-in-law works for Joe Martinez. That means Joe Martinez's beloved grandchildren are Mexican, Chinese, Italian. And I must say, that combination is so beautiful. They are absolutely, they're like the type of kids that you see like on an advertisement for kids' clothes. That's how alarmingly fantastic these kids. They're perfect. The biggest smiles, the brightest eyes. They're awesome. I love Joe Martinez's grandkids. So the Italian-Chinese guy is there. Now, I catch him before he goes down the steps. And he's getting ready to, like, take off his shoes or put on those plastic things over the shoes. And I go, "Dude, do not bother. Wait till you see what you're walking through." We start going down the steps, and there it is, all the steps, all the way down. I go, "This is not shit. It's cat puke." Like, that makes it fucking better. We get down the steps, and all throughout the basement, it's everywhere. Pile after pile of puke with cat hairball in it. I go, "Don't worry, it's just puke. Don't worry." We get into the area where the furnace is. Now, there's cat shit that's where the boxes are. And some of the turds are out of the box. And he goes, "Oh, well, that for sure is shit." I go, "Yes, David, it is." "All right, I hope you've seen worse." And he didn't respond. I mean, he probably never has seen worse. This is like a crime scene. So then I'm like, "Well, this is the motivation I need. I have to clean this up while he's there." Joe Martinez is here right now. He writes, "Going to have to raise the rates and give him a hazmat suit to wear." So then I'm in there and I'm spraying the shit, puke, and I have a, you know, like when you're putting spackle on a wall, putty knife, I'm scraping it up off of the floor. Corey says that I am their new low. Yeah, I do that. I think this is a rock bottom moment for me. I think this level of embarrassment, I think when the cat pukes on the floor, I think it would be a good idea to clean it up like within an hour after it happens. I think like that's like a goal. You know, one of those baby steps things. Start with a very small goal. And then, you know, I think that the way I tick is looked at by Pooh Bear as a flaw that actually really bothers her. Like, I think that with every couple that has been together for 4 decades, you don't let those things bother you. But I'm guessing that the one thing that Pooh Bear wishes that I would be a change would be me paying more attention to things like that and not letting them go. I think that would be a... Now, I mean, there's a lot of things she's very thankful for. Like the other day, I scrubbed the shit out of that shower. She does not do that job. But I was in there with my bleach water and my gloves and I'm scrubbing the fucking thing. It's spotless. But the way I do it is trash clean. Trash clean. I've said it many times on this show. That is the way I tick. And nearly every room in this household has clutter and shit all over the place. And it's just like, eh. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, you got to have a place to put your shit. So I need to take care of this. Will I? Probably not. I mean, I'll be 55 years old in July, next July. I'm probably not going to change. Chris says the NFK even thinks that's gross. Talking about me addressing Joe Martinez's beautiful grandkids. He says, leave it to Mr. Pop Pop to talk about someone's grandkids. Did you get them a Werther's too? Joe Martinez says you're 55. That's all. By the way, we talked about you today, young man. I said to the Italian-Chinese guy, I go, buddy, when's the old man going to hang it up? And he said, I don't know. He says a couple of years, but I don't know. He likes being busy. Well, if you decide to hang it up, it's in good hands. That's for damn sure. He also said that he cringes if you ever go on the Facebook page and start talking shit about other football teams. He's like, come on. You know, you're affecting the client base. You can't do that. I mean, there are other people who root for other teams that we want to clean their furnace and AC units. You can't just make it only Michigan fans. He also mentioned that you mentioned to him about your plan for dual citizenship. I said, yeah, he told me. He's really pumped up about getting that extra $1,800, however many pesos that is. So I know that story is, I know that's top of mind. I said to him, and then I go to David, I go, yeah, when Joe goes to Mexico, the Mexicans don't even think he's Mexican. They think he's a white guy. Joe is probably our most colorful audience member. I mean, literally. He has a off-brown face. I don't know if we have any black people that listen. If there are any that merely lurk and do not speak, I would love to hear from you at some point. I would like to think that this show could gain audience, multicolored audience. I know that we have a husband of a... Wait a minute. Rebecca's husband is African-American. You got to get him to listen. Jeremy writes, random fact about the brown sweater. The one that I got beat up for years ago. That segment was 2 segments after the first 15-second fight. 2 all-time segments in one day. Hey everybody, Joe Pal EZ, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Tofus says the second 15-second fight was strong, too. It was after that segment when they played some annoying YouTuber and everybody got depressed. I don't recall a second 15-second fight. I know the one where Joe actually broke a rib on me and gave me a black eye. I don't remember two. Stevie mentioned Rainbow Flag Jeremy's significant other, Rico. I hope Rico still listens. I love Rico. Apparently there was a line during the sweater beatup. Quote, did you knit that sweater? No, some guy at Kohl's did. I'll never forget in that sweater beat-up that when I put that on, I had no thought at all that that sweater looked bad. It did not even, there was no doubt in my mind. And then out of the blue, it just hit. I was like, oh no, this must look like shit. I liked it for a period of time. All right. Today, your old pal EZ is off to do some hosting work. The Grand Rapids Marathon is right around the corner. And Marathon Don reached out to me. And he says, EZ, can you host the VIP party for the Grand Rapids Marathon? And I'm like, absolutely. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Chris, will you be there for it? I'm not sure what my job is, but I know that I'm doing some type of hosting work. Marathon Don, who holds a Guinness Book of World Records record, I believe, or at least did, of running a marathon on every continent. So that's my thing. So actually, I reached out to Don, or he reached out to me, and he said, yeah, can you do this? And I go, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to help you. And then I got a job offer for the same time, same day. Now, Don and I was just going to do it. I was just going to do it in, like, gratis. And then when I told Pooh Bear about that, after the fact, she's like, I can't believe you did that. I go, I know. It's a good opportunity. I'll be in front of a lot of people. But, yesterday at about this time, the high school reached out to me and said, we have a district game that we'd like you to do the PA for. It's a paid gig, $200. Do you want it? Now, it's at the exact same time as my event with Marathon Don. So now I'm like, fuck. Free event or get paid. So that puts this into play. I reach back out to Don. I go, Don, I just got offered a gig. It's $200. I cannot turn that down. Just on principle alone, can you give me $200? He said, keep it a secret what I decide. So I won't tell you what he told me. Kenny is in the weeds. He's in the process of signing up with his subscription, you know, with his linking up his Amazon Prime or paying for it, however he does it. Now, when you do this, you're free of ads. And I don't know what you guys go through, but I know that he has a gripe about this. But he says, today is Twitch end subscription before I can resubscribe day. That means something to you, not me. I don't even know what the fuck that means. I mean, I generally know what that means. I've heard the complaints. You would think that if you are, I'm not really sure if Kenny actually pays for it or he uses Amazon Prime to link it up. I'm not sure what it is you do. Do you pay for it cash or do you use Amazon Prime? Because I guess you have to do this each and every month. He says, it's an Amazon Prime subscription, so that's the way you do it. You have to do it manually each month. He writes, overall, Twitch is great, but that huge flaw and the fact that they don't fix it is just ridiculous. And an ad just started playing as I was typing that fucking bullshit. So now he's mad. Goddamn, you know it doesn't take much to get him to fly off the handle. David says, I'm with Kenny. This is annoying as hell. I don't know why they do that. You would think that you could just do it for one full year if you chose to. I mean, I don't understand why that is either. There's a delay between end of subscription, but it won't let you resubscribe with Prime right away. Okay. So you like have a day or a period of time where you just have to put up with the ads, I guess. And that's unfortunate. Tyler says it's time for Kenny the Punisher to rattle off a tweet. Yeah, seriously. That's the way to do it, buddy. I want to see that Kenny the Punisher tweet. Corey has a point. He says, Twitch does not want you using the Prime subs. They don't get any money for those. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that they got a little bit out of that. And he also indicates that the Prime subscriptions actually cost Twitch money. So they would rather you spend your hard-earned dollars on it or let the ads play. Kenny says, but I get money. The person making the content gets the money. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate it anyway. Any way you give me your time, you know that I appreciate that. And I'm sorry that you guys have to deal with it. Corey indicates that they will never fix it. This is by design. Aram pays the $5. Rolled over his foot. I'm not going to lie. Today is a lean on content day. Before I say another word, I do want to mention that the folks on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to send you on your way. Thank you so much for being here. But that is going to do it. If you want the rest of the show, it is on Twitch, the aforementioned Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also download the app and just search Eric Zane Live. You can be part of the chat that way and whatnot. Thank you. And you get the show uninterrupted. This audio becomes the audio podcast later on, downloadable on your favorite podcasting app. And then there's Patreon. This Thursday, tomorrow, it is a Big Fraud Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Ben Glaze and I will review another, we'll have another episode of Who Are These Freebeers, where we review current episodes of one of America's great morning radio shows, The Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. A lot of what we're going to review will be that there was a couple days that we're reviewing a free beer not being there. And how does the show sound when he's not there? Focus on that. And some other things, too. That goes on Patreon. And you can sign up for Patreon for free to test it out and see if you like it. When you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, sign up for 7 days free. You need to put in a payment form there. But as soon as you sign up, you can cancel it. And then you still get the 7 days free. After the 7 days pass and you go like, well, you know, I don't think I like it. Then you're done. You don't do anything. You won't be charged. But if you like it and you want more, you go back and then you allow me to charge you either $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 a month is all audio, pre-recorded audio. So anything that I make audio wise, you get that. $10 a month is the audio, the video recordings, the live video. So when I do Who Are These Free Beers Live with video, you can watch us as it happens live. And it also gets you access to all the live streams and be in on the Zoom for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. All that for $10 a month. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Also, I haven't mentioned this in a while. USA number one is the username on Patreon. Just signed up for one full year of audio. And when you sign up for a year, that is tier one, all audio. When you sign up for a year, I take 10% off. So what was $60 for all the audio is $54. If you sign up for tier two, what is $120 is $108 for a year. You can sign up once. And then you don't have to worry about it. And then you have a year of whatever you sign up for. And if you are on tier one, you can upgrade too whenever you want to tier two. And you can downgrade too if you're like on tier two and you're like, I only need tier one. It's up to you. I have a lot of options for you on Patreon. So thank you so much if you are on there or are even thinking about it. All right. Send those people on their way. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can find Irvine's at ervines.com. That's ervines.com for any information about their services and whatnot and how you can take advantage. Getting your car, your hybrid, or your RV, or your EV repaired. I guess they could fix an RV. But anyway, ervines.com, or you can call the multi-talented Megan at 616-532-6600 and say hello. I already talked about Joe Martinez at A&E Heating and Cooling. But it's worth mentioning that you can have the services that I had just done today for free. Hopefully your house is not loaded with cat puke. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. The reason why Joe Martinez is so surly with me might be because when he was in that same area of the house when he installed my boiler, when the cat shit, it was a different cat than the ones we have now. The cat, I don't know, it was sick or something. And the cat, despite burying the feces in the cat box, it was such a smell, like everybody started gagging. Like the whole crew was down there doing this installation for the company that Joe was working with at the time. And all of a sudden, I'm upstairs and I hear, and then they're like running up the steps to get out of there. It was horrible. It took like an hour and a half to like air it out. Joe says he will never forget that moment. 616-516-8579. Joe says, clean up that shit. I did. I did do it. It is clean now. And I don't think I want to let that happen again. I'm telling you, this was a rock bottom moment for me, Joe Martinez. Chris says, I saw someone new commenting on the Patreon post yesterday. Make sure you click the YouTube link so you can bug EZ in real time. Yeah, if you type that in underneath their comment, that might help that person. I think I saw who that was. Joe Martinez says that David, the Chinese Italian, said I had to give him a raise now. Poor guy. Chris describes it as cat poo premium charge for EZ. Joe adds, there are things you just don't forget. Bob adds, an RV toilet full of poo. It's amazing how many things that I talk about on this show are centered around feces. Kenny says, don't watch the video on Patreon. Click the video that shows up on Patreon, and it takes you to the YouTube live video. That's all they need to do. Whoever that nice person was that signed up on Patreon. All right. Anyway, I was talking about Joe and the fact that, you know, seriously, that's something to be proud of. We pick on Joe all the time about being a butt fuck for Michigan football and shit. But at the end of the day, it's still fantastic that every person in Michigan has a DTE Energy account. The fact that they tapped one HVAC company in West Michigan to offer this for free, a free tune-up and furnace diagnostic test valued at $145 for free. And then when David comes to your house or Joe Martinez, when he decides to get up and work, or what's the other guy's name? Jeremy? Jason? Jeremy? I think it's Jeremy. He can offer you that for free. So that is great. So you get the work done and then they just leave. No money changes hands. DTE pays for it and pays A&E heating and cooling. That is a fantastic thing. DTE wants everyone's furnace to be tuned up. They want efficient, pieces of equipment. So that is so cool. Also want to mention my friends over at EstateWise. When it comes to planning your trust, something that not a lot of people think about, but if you have whatever, let's just say you have, you know, you're the average Joe, all right? Let's say you got a house, a little bit of money saved up, a couple cars, maybe a small piece of property. If something happens unforeseen, or if there is a scenario where you have a long-term illness, I know no one really likes to talk about that, but it's a fact of life. If you don't have this situated with all of the things that I just mentioned, all that stuff is going to go into probate. And your loved ones, in addition to experiencing grief and sadness, they have to then petition the court to be able to get all of that in their possession, stuff that rightfully belongs to them because you had planned it that way, but you just never really carried out, ran out the ground ball to making sure that it's done legally. A will and trust. That means your family has to spend a lot of money, a lot of time. It's a slow process to get something out of probate. Number one reason why you need to call Zach Marco at EstateWise. And when you call or text and mention me, it's 15% less than what everybody else pays. Plan your estate appropriately. Pooh Bear and I just did this. It's quick and painless. 616-540-7544. Also included in this, we took care of power of attorney in case we are incapacitated medically, so that various people in our network, if you will, our family, would make decisions for us if we cannot make those decisions. This is important shit. So I want you to do this. Reach out to Zach today and introduce yourself and get started with getting this done. 616-540-7544. You cannot just say, well, it's going to go to my wife. It doesn't work that way. You got to have it done. In addition, in case you have like the unhammered nail asshole family member, when that shit goes into probate and you're like, ah, boy, I'm glad that fucker's not around, they could absolutely get access to something that's not intended to be for them. Unless if you have this secured. Can you imagine that? Some jerk family member. Bob says, did you give the NFK the power of attorney? No. It was one of my children. Jordan is the third guy, not Jeremy and not Jason, with Joe Martinez's crew. Corey says, I still need to do this. Absolutely. Kenny says, one of my children, a.k.a. Jim, LOL. Well, actually, I don't think Jim is in charge. I think I've got one of the girls who's, it can be only one, you know? Fake Freebeer says you should give the NFK power of attorney for you. Kenny says we know it's not Maddie. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. I'd have to go back and read it. All right. Megan says it's Justin, guys. Big Justin being power of attorney. Man, I sure hope that they take care of me when I get old. I'm going to be so pissed off if I get to a point in my life. Let's just say, I mean, I might die before everybody else. Who knows? I mean, probably. So either Pooh Bear or myself, they need to take us in and take care of us. I am such a fan of that. I keep telling Joanne, you got to move in with us. Chris says, I found your DS case. You owe me. For sure. I totally want my dad and Joanne to move in. I think it would just be, it would be wonderful. And but I think that actually my idea was move them in to the various family members so that it isn't such, I don't want to stress people out if they would be up for it, you know, a period of time with one family. And then if they want, they move into the next one. I don't know. I just don't want Joanne having to do shit like mow the lawn anymore. And take care of my dad. You know, she's 88 herself. Dad will be 91 in March. and he's a dementia patient. I really want them to do that. So I will see them this coming weekend. I'm going up north. Now, my dad, when he goes up there, he has a look of confusion a lot of the time. He's a little bit uncomfortable. What with the dementia, he seems like he is both simultaneously most comfortable at home and most agitated at home. And like wanting to do something. He gets kind of bored. So I don't really have any good suggestions for him. But when I see him, he has a tendency to get just a little bit, I don't know, something, it's tough to say. I just try to engage him on a level that's appropriate and just have these meaningful conversations as best as I can. And just let him do the talking. And I think having a father with dementia, you have to kind of like wrap your mind around the idea that that conversation is not going to be remembered at this point in time. He does not remember things now because Tofa says, how far along is the dementia now? So it's been a slow process. And so he knows who I am. And he remembers my name and he remembers Diana. He doesn't remember the grandkids. And so I had to break the news to Madison last time she went with us. And I go, so he's not going to know who you are, but we're going to catch him up. And then it's up to you to write at that point to just, you know, be cool. Just love him up. He's going to love you. And he did. I go, okay, Dad. So now do you remember when Diana and I had children? Yeah. Now he might be lying to me. I don't know. And, I go, well, that's my daughter. That is my youngest daughter, Madison. And you love her very much. And she loves you. Hi, Grandpa. How are you? Hello, honey. How are you? So that's kind of how it goes. Now, there is going to come a day when, you know, I mean, like he doesn't know how to read now, nor does he know how to write. So slowly but surely, this kind of, you know, affects his brain. And I'm not anxious to see where this goes. But ultimately, you know, I think all of these things start to fall apart. Communication, eating, using a restroom, walking. I think that all of these things are affected over time. It's really a bizarre, bizarre circumstance and a scenario. But, you know, I'm just grateful for the time. That's pretty much where we are right now. You're just grateful for the time. So that'll be it's always fantastic. I can never complain about my time with him. And I you know what I think? I kind of like being a caregiver. That's what I think I've I think if I could say I miss my calling on something, I think I would have liked to have been like a first responder, like EMT, paramedic, old folks home, physician, or just a, you know, even just a person to clean a room at a hospital. I think I would have liked that job. I don't know why I find that to be so enjoyable, because it's a job that I don't think a lot of people like to do, especially bathing the elderly and shit like that and taking care of them. But I think I get great satisfaction, like when the NFK couldn't move when he had his neck issue. I mean, I had to bathe the guy and I had to take care of him and you know, trim his toenails and shit, stuff that people do not want to do. But I think the idea of it's weird. For some reason, it's just gratifying. It makes me feel good. And I think I would have done well with that. You really have to kind of get into like the mindset, because that's the type of thing that people would say, oh, I could never do that. I could never do that. I could never do that. And it's like, well, you don't really have a fucking choice. And then once you start doing it, it's like your brain is not functioning like, oh, this is gross or this is awful, because you're so focused on doing a good job, you know, actually being productive and making it so that you don't fuck it up. At least that's the way it was for me. Maureen says dementia is a fucking thief. Bob says, I don't know which is worse. My ex-wife's grandmother had the slow burn and my grandmother had it come on like a light switch. Tyler says, do not go into EMS if you want to be a caregiver, LOL. You can join me in nursing school. That's right. You're becoming a nurse. How much longer do you have in that, and how is it going? Because you have to attend school while you are working. Kenny says, you're handling everything with your father perfectly, I think, Eric. I sure do miss him and Joanne both each week on here, though. Yeah, I know. Tophis points out, yeah, when it starts accelerating, it goes fast. It's devastating when it gets to that point. Fucking hate the disease. It's awful. Becky says, you can still do that, Eric. There are home care agencies desperate for non-medical help. Wow. Or families who will private pay for someone to help their loved ones with daily living tasks. Our pal Tyler is on a 15-month accelerated program while working full-time, LOL. I really like that you did that. It's not the easiest thing to do when you have young children. And, you know, you're entering in the non-traditional sense of a student. Is this an online education thing, or do you have to be in a classroom? By the way, Jim, back to school, my son. I think I've mentioned that. I think Jim realized, you know what? You ever have that? Do you have anybody in your family that's like a late bloomer? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.